Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The weed.
Hjertelig velkommen skal dere være til en ny episode av Four Eurosport Golf sin podcast. Mitt navn Marius Torp, og jeg skulle selvfølgelig ha med meg min kompanjong, den andre halvdelen av den dødelige duoen Espen Blaker. Han dessverre ute av spill denne uken. Derfor har vi snekret sammen en spesialepisode med Victor Hovland sin caddy, Shay Knight. Vi har vært inne på temaer fra Ryder Cup til fallskjermhopping og resten av turneringsprogrammet utover sommeren og utover høsten. Masse godsaker, så det ikke noe vits å drøye noe mer enn det. Jeg gir dere da intervjuet med en av de viktigste støttespillerne til Victor Hovland, Shay Knight. Vær så god, nyt! All right, Shay, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast. Do you remember where you were 366 days ago?
I was in Puerto Rico, I think.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
First tour win for Victor Hovland.
Yeah, 366 days ago today, you were probably just finished with that amazing last putt, cashing in your first PGA Tour victory. Is it really possible to describe the last year?
I'll tell you what, it's first and foremost, it's gone unbelievably fast. Obviously the success he's had just shows the caliber of player that he is, both mentally and physically. To describe how the year has been, it's obviously been amazing. To see Victor do what he's done coming out of college, through the amateur ranks, obviously he had the pressures of having to do what he had to do through, the 8 or 9 starts that he had, and then have to go to the Korn Ferry Finals, get his PGA Tour card that way, and then to have a win so quickly was really impressive. But yeah, just the way he's handled himself, both on and off the golf course. He stayed unbelievably humble. He's still the joker that he was when he first came out on tour, and, that hasn't changed. He's still very grounded. He's still a great kid, and I call him a kid because he's 23 years of age, but he's very mature for his age. And then obviously to do what he did in Mexico and, continue with the fine form of late, it's just shows what type of player that he is.
Yeah, because it's gone 52 weeks, and with that win in Puerto Rico, you guys climbed into the top 60 in the world. And with a win this week, you could climb into the top 5 in the world. It's weird to think about because I remember you said to us when we met you in John Deere, Espen met you, and you said you expect Victor to win, you expect him to be a force.
Yeah.
Is it possible again to say why he has been able to do this so fast?
Well, honestly, I think it's just the caliber of player that he is. He drives the ball unbelievably well. I think Jeff Smith, who has been coaching him the last 3 or 4 months, I think it is, has done an amazing job making him more of a complete player. He's really improving his short game. He's really improving his putting, which were his weaknesses when he first came out on tour. And, the way he's going, I could honestly see him getting to number 1 in the world at some stage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just been amazing to watch. Like, actually 1 year after your first win, you have the possibility to climb into the top five. It's pretty pretty impressive stuff.
It is very impressive.
Yeah, and just continuing on, like, 1 year ago, then you traveled to Honda Classic and missed the cut. And that is actually your last missed cut.
Yes, it is. He actually mentioned that yesterday, which I did not realize that was the case. But yeah, that was his last missed cut, and hopefully that is his last missed cut.
Yeah, hopefully. people always talk about, like, his consistency, and is it possible to pinpoint exactly what makes him so consistent, other than the quality of player he is?
Every day he wants to improve. So, you know, he comes out on Thursday and, you know, if he's coming, I don't know, say he's coming 10th after 1 day, he wants to improve on that every single day. And that's what he tries to achieve on a day in, day out basis. So for him to do what he does, you know, obviously physically he's got to perform, but mentally to have that mentality, it shows the caliber of player, you know, both physically and mentally that he is. I think that's definitely the key to his success.
Absolutely. And now it's been, it was a great week last week. I imagine it couldn't have been far away from being in contention, maybe just some margins here and there. Could you just talk us through how the week was for you guys from your perspective?
He didn't hit the ball as well last week. It's one of those golf courses where you really need to have your ball striking on to score around that golf course. The greens are super firm, super fast, you know, small undulating greens, and you need to position yourself off the tee because the fairways as a whole are very tight. You need to shape shots. And as I said, into the greens, you need to, you know, put yourself in a position where you're kind of below the hole. Sometimes it is difficult, but his short game really saved him last week. Sunday was probably the best ball striking that he had for the week, and obviously it showed shooting 4 under on, you know, extremely difficult conditions with the greens the way they were. End of a top five finish, I thought, you know, was very impressive. But, you know, honestly, if he had have had a decent ball striking week, he could have won the golf tournament.
Yeah, I can imagine. It looked like it from the sidelines as well. It was kind of not the top week ball striking wise, but still pretty close.
Yes.
You've just come back from the course at the Concession.
Concession, yes.
Move the WGC, and we got a lot of questions actually about how does a Tuesday and a Wednesday look for you guys? A tournament week, like Tuesday, Wednesday. I guess you're probably arriving Monday or Tuesday, but how does those days look for you guys?
Well, Monday we just did a little bit of practice. He was pretty tired from the flight Sunday night, hitting it out till late. So honestly, he had Jeff out there on Monday. We hit some balls, got his ball striking fixed in about 30 minutes. And then what we did is we went onto the chipping green and just chipped a bunch just to try and get used to this Bermuda grass because, you know, as people may or may not know, Bermuda grass is very grainy. Into that grain is very difficult to chip. You need to be use the bounce a little bit more. And his tendency is to use the leading edge a little bit more. So just trying to, pan that out. And today, Tuesday, we played 18 holes, had a look at the golf course, and just hit some balls. So, yeah, it was pretty mundane stuff. But, you know, we got a lot of work done. It was very productive. And then today, we had a pro-am, 9-hole pro-am. So we just played 9 holes and then just ironed out a couple of small things, worked on his wedges, distance control, and, yeah, getting ready for tomorrow.
How does the course look? It's kind of it's not so well known for most. Like, we know most of the courses on the tour now, but the concession, we haven't been to this course before in a long time. How does it, the course look, and what do you think will be important this week?
It's a Jack Nicklaus design golf course. So off the tee, it is, from a visual standpoint, very intimidating. But in actual fact, the fairways are kind of wide. The greens are very undulating, so you need to put your ball into position on the greens. Mm. You know, there's a lot of runoffs and, as I said, undulations on the greens. So, yeah, if he can, you know, dial in his iron play and put himself in the position where, you know, he has opportunities, we really need to take advantage of the par fives this week. Mm. Par threes are extremely difficult. So, yeah, as I said, you know, get the irons dialed in, and it should be a good week.
Yeah. It's the second WGC event, yeah?
For the year?
For Victor's part. Yeah, he played Memphis.
Yeah, he played the one where he played Memphis, and we didn't play China. So, yeah, second one. Yeah, second That's one. Correct. Yeah.
Do you at all feel like he's starting to get quite a lot of experience now, both from being on the tour and contending? Do you feel like these big events bring out the best in Victor?
I think any event that he's playing in now, he's got a taste for success. It's like a lion that's just, you know, taken down a hyena or something, and, you know, he can taste the blood. And that's where I think his mentality is now. Every single week he wants to go and win. Every single week he wants to improve. And, you know, that's what makes him the champion that he is, because that's all he wants to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, being the more of a complete player now, with the great work that Jeff's done, you know, I think he's improving in every facet of his game, which is going to help him contend in major tournaments like this. And, you know, obviously we've got all the majors coming up this year. So, it's extremely exciting. And, I'm once again expecting a lot of good things this year.
Yeah, well, what's your, because we spoke to Jeff last week. Mm. What's your like impression of how Jeff has been for Victor? Because he's obviously made quite a change or been a positive factor for Victor.
Definitely. The thing about Jeff is he's very smart at what he does.
Yeah.
If Victor has a question, he'll give an answer straight away. He's very much into statistics, and, you know, he knows what Victor needs to work on, mm-hmm. and he's dedicating a lot of the workload to those facets of his game.
Mm.
So he's done a very good job at pinpointing exactly what he needs to work on. And just, you know, putting in the work. Yeah. And Victor, being the workhorse that he is, has been, you know, putting in the work and, you know, obviously seeing, you know, great results of late. So it's been very impressive.
Yeah, but I think it's been cool to see, because when we've spoken several times about, and it's easy from the statistics to see that the putting and the chipping is like a little bit weaker than the rest of the game, but it's still managed to lift. He's actually managed to lift his driving a little bit, and also his ball striking. Even like being one of the best in the world with your driver and with your irons, and still managing to lift that part of your game. What have they been working on?
Well, obviously gaining more speed. Victor's been working in the gym really hard. He's been getting really strong and really fit. Added a little bit more length to the shaft in the driver, which creates a little bit more speed. And you can just see it in the numbers.
Because he was quite long last week.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, as I said, he's just, you know, from every facet of his game, from, you know, working out, doing the right things, eating the right foods, you know, doing the training in terms of the speed training to gain more length. Jeff has once again been amazing, given him the insight into what he needs to work on to create that. And yeah, to, you know, both their credit, they've done what they needed to do, and they're continuing to improve.
What do you feel like with the short game? It's I think it was Coach Bratton who said he needs time to work on, like he needs time to work on getting better. Is that like the main thing, or is it any changes?
It's definitely changes. Like, you know, he's always been a shut to open chipper, which helps him with his long game, but hinders him in his short game. Mm. So, you know, Jeff has been really trying to stop him from using the leading edge and to use the bounce. Mm. And that's what we've been working on all this week. So, you know, obviously it's going to be a work in progress, but, you know, the work that they've been doing this week and, you know, the last, you know, month to 6 weeks is, you know, we've seen changes come through, and, you know, it's slowly improving. You know, to see the putting stats be positive instead of negative, that's a huge bonus. And just expect better things, you know, with the short game to, as I said, make him a more complete player.
Yeah. Have you been working like with him on the aim point, or is he doing that all by himself?
At first, I worked a lot on it on my own, just to try and be supportive in the transition. He asked me a couple of times early on, but now he's got it down very well. He's using his feet really well. He doesn't need to use his eyes anymore. And, you know, once again, Jeff has done a really good job creating that that confidence, really, to be able to, you know, trust the read and just go with it.
Going forward, I guess he'll be playing the next 2 weeks as well.
Arnold Palmer. We got Bay Hill and the players, and we got a week off. And we got the match play.
Yeah, that'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it will be. We've got a week off, and then the Masters. So.
I don't think there's probably not many players out there with a better match play record than Victor. I don't think he's gonna be like the one you want in your group.
Coming. No.
I couldn't
agree more.
That's gonna be a fun event.
Yeah, it will be.
What do you think? We've been talking like we have to, like it's massive back home here, talking about Ryder Cup. We who work with him, work with golf, we're pretty sure he's going to be a part of that team. Padre saying he's probably going to be a key part of the team. Is that anything you talk about, or is it just like
not at all
you really, really want to be a part of?
Well, obviously, I know Victor wants to be a part of. He's making the he's doing what he needs to do to be able to get the pick in terms of playing Saudi Arabia. Looks like we're playing Germany. Looks like we're playing potentially Wentworth. Obviously, those tournaments are up in the air at the moment. But, you know, he needs to play two more events in Europe. So we'll do that and just keep playing good golf and let everything else take care of itself.
Yeah, because he's Poulter said it as well. And I guess it's hard to see a European team at the moment without Victor in it.
100%. You know, I'd be shocked if that happens. I can't see it happening. You know, I think it's, you know, I think Victor's mindset is, you know, I'm going to be in the team. I just, you know, keep doing what I'm doing, keep improving, and just all he wants to do is win. So, you know, obviously, you know, the Ryder Cup's a long way away from now, but, you know, if he keeps doing what he's doing and keeps putting, you know, the results on the board, then yeah, he'll be there for sure.
Yeah. So you're thinking about going to play the tournament after US Open.
That
might be a possibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So
Is there any talk? Because I remember when I was out there, the talk amongst like the players, or we're starting to talk like who can play with who, Is that something that's like been talking about? Like, has any players approached him, talking a little bit about it or anything?
Not at all.
No.
There's been zero conversations on that.
Who do you feel would be a good fit if you were to pick like a player?
Yeah, I think Rory would be a great pick.
Yeah.
I think Tommy Fleetwood would be a great pick. Depends if Francesco Molinari gets in the team. Yeah, you know, I think he's going to be a good asset to the team, especially if he keeps putting the results that he's been putting on the board. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think Rory would be a great, great partner.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, cool. I agree. We've had a lot of questions into some interesting ones, some not so interesting ones. One that's where I'm curious about: where are you on the skydiving?
I know we've been bringing it up multiple times. You've got two now. I know. We were talking about doing it in Dubai at the end of the year. And that didn't happen because of COVID. We couldn't leave the bubble. It's been extremely difficult with this virus, obvious reasons. So I'm hoping that at some stage this year we'll be able to do it. But we haven't set a date yet. But it's still definitely on the cards.
Yeah, I hope you...
It's going to be recorded.
Yeah, very good.
For you to
see. You have to let us know a couple of days in advance so we have the chance to fly out.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do.
I know there's a pretty interesting question. I don't know if you have it in your head, but there's a guy on Twitter wondering about Victor's stock yardages.
He's in meters.
It's in meters, yeah, so probably hard. I don't know if you remember it. You probably do.
I do, so whatever club you need, I'll be able to give you.
Yeah, it's starting. Is he playing 60?
Playing 60, that goes around 85 meters.
And then you have 56.
56 goes about 100 meters.
And then you have, he's probably got a 52.
A 50 goes about 118 meters.
And then he goes pitching wedge.
Pitching wedge goes about 128 meters.
9-iron.
Goes 142.
8-iron.
8-iron, 152. 7-iron, 165.
6-iron,
180. 5-iron, 192.
4-iron,
202. And then the 2-iron goes around 225 to 230 meters.
And I've seen a hybrid in there as well.
We go back and forth with the 2-iron and the hybrid. That's exactly the same loft.
Has he been able to find a hybrid that, like, because I heard Dustin Johnson say, like, he wasn't able to find a hybrid or a 7-wood who he could hit low enough, and then all of a sudden he found one launching the right, spinning the right. Has he been able to find, like, a good hybrid?
Javi never has a problem hitting it low enough. It's just trying to find the right window because he likes to hit it higher when he needs to, coming into par fives and par threes. But the 2-iron seems to be working out pretty well at the moment. He can.
He'll be 2-iron this week.
It will be, yes.
Yeah, and then and 3-wood.
3-wood goes around 240 meters, and then you know driver. It's around 270, 275 meters.
Right. So you say around 300 yards a normal drive.
Yep.
And then if he wants to give a little bit extra,
he sends it.
If he wants to send it, what's like the yardage you can say you'll be able to carry?
Around 285 meters.
All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's an extra gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then we got a question from a young golfer who wonders, what does Victor eat during a round?
I get him these Quest bars, you know, high protein, low sugar.
Yeah.
So I usually put two of them in his bag, and he eats that and just drinks a ton of water.
Mm.
Yeah, keep him hydrated.
And then another question. How much do you guys discuss course management and do you set the strategy together before the round?
No.
No.
No, we don't set the strategy before the round. Obviously, it depends on wind direction. Obviously, I've got the pins in my book. He's got the pins in his book. It's a hole-to-hole decision. Obviously, he likes hitting driver as much as possible. He likes to be as aggressive as much as possible. Especially a course like this.
You start with the pin position and then like work your way backwards. So choose what kind of club you hit from the tee a little bit depending on the pin, or is it just to see if are we able to hit the driver?
Obviously, it depends what golf course we're at. This week in particular, it's going to be a lot of drivers.
Yeah.
To get as many shorter clubs in the greens as possible. But once again, you know, if the pin's on the left, pin's on the right, you know, we manage ourselves from a hole-to-hole basis.
Yeah. Good. Let me see your next question. How is Victor to travel with? Is he as easygoing on long-distance travels? Does he have it under control? And does he have everything under control? Which I probably know the answer is no. And then when is he planning on showing you Norway?
When is he planning on showing in Norway? I would not have a clue.
But is he planning on showing you Norway,
We've spoken about it many a times. I really can't wait to do it.
Once this
pandemic finishes, I definitely want to get over there and see Oslo and experience Norwegian life. But yeah, just go and play some golf over there and, you know, see the sights and scenes of what Norway has to offer.
And how easy to travel with? Like going from when you went from the States and then to Dubai, for example?
Super chilled. Yeah, super chilled. Yeah, he's got his headphones on. He's listening to his heavy metal music. He's, engaging conversation sometimes. But, as I said, super chilled, super easygoing. He's obviously done a lot of traveling in his life. So, yeah, he knows what to do.
I can imagine.
Obviously, I know what to do. So we just go with the flow.
A pretty good question there, actually. How much do you as a caddy prepare before each tournament and each round? I don't think a lot of people know what lies behind, for example, knowing all the stock yardages and knowing all everything you need to know.
Yeah, that's the thing that people don't recognize. Like, you know, obviously Victor, we got here late Sunday night. Victor slept in. I got up at 7 o'clock, went and got tested, went out to the golf course, walked 18 holes, working out, you know, what clubs to hit, where to hit it, where to miss it on each green. Tomorrow morning, for instance, you know, we tee off, I think it's 12:37 here. So I'll get up early in the morning around, you know, 7 o'clock. I'm going to go and walk the golf course tomorrow morning because I haven't seen the golf course as much, being a new golf course. I'll get out there and walk every single hole, double check, make sure, you know, where we need to miss it, if we're in out of position, where we don't want to be, where we want to be, and just, you know, have a game plan myself. So if he has any questions, I can be diligent in what I need to do and, yeah, be proactive in the answers.
Yeah, because I don't think many people know that part of being a caddy. It's a lot of preparing.
A lot of preparation, yes. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. So, you know, as I said, tomorrow is going to be a really long day. I'm going to be walking, you know, 36 holes, walking 18 and then caddying 18.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out there for, you know, probably take me 3 hours to walk the course, 2 to 3 hours, and then we're going to be on the golf course for 5 hours caddying. So, yeah.
Do you watch any, like, when you have that kind of tee time, I guess WGC a little bit different being a smaller field, but a normal tour event, do you watch any players play in the morning to kind of get sense in a feel?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But honestly, I like going out there to feel the extremities, so to speak.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, feel where the wind's coming from, if it's cold, if it's warm, if it's a heavy breeze, you know, what the greens are actually doing in person, you know, where the pins are located in person. I'm more of a visual person, so that's why I like to do what I do, get out to the golf course and do my due diligence. And, yeah, hopefully that helps Victor, even if it's just one shot. It helps at the end of the week, that's for sure.
Final Twitter question is it's a funny one. What's the best and what's the worst thing about Victor?
Probably the worst thing is he's driving.
Worst
of a car.
Of the car, yeah. Yeah, I know that one.
The best thing, he's just, you know, he's just so easygoing. You know, we always try and have fun on the golf course. You know, keep it as light as possible. You know, we're both always smiling and trying to have a good time and staying as relaxed as possible. And you know, he does a really good job at doing that. So that's probably the best thing.
You feel like your relationship as well has been just getting stronger with, since, for example, since Puerto Rico, you've experienced quite a lot in the last year. And
Yeah, you know, as like any relationship, friendship, you know, whether it's working or personal, you know, as you grow together, you know more about each other and, you know, everyone's tendencies and, you know, what they like and what they don't like. And, yeah, it's just it's just getting better and better. It's, yeah.
Cool.
It's more, it's definitely a lot easier.
Then I want to like, finish with a little cool thing here. I want to create Shane Knight's dream golfer. We asked Christopher Ventura this and a lot of different people this. So I'm just going to say parts of the golf game, and I want just to say the player that comes to mind. Just answer straight. Don't think. Just answer the first person you think of when I say the different parts of the game. So we start on driving.
Well, Victor.
Iron play.
Well, Victor would be up there.
Short game.
Patrick Reed.
Bunker.
Oh, Patrick Reed.
Putting.
Tiger Woods.
Mental strength.
Tiger Woods.
Attitude.
Well, Tiger's had the best attitude his whole life, so I'd probably say Tiger.
Looks.
Adam Scott.
I knew we were going to say that. And then it's a 6-foot putt for your life. Who would you like to make that putt?
If it's for the Ryder Cup, Ian Poulter.
if it's for your life?
If it's for my life. I would probably have to say Tiger. I probably would have to. Yeah. He's done it over and over again.
That's a good mix. A little bit of Patrick Reed, like Patrick Reed's short game, Victor Hovland's long game, Tiger's mental strength, and Adam Scott's looks.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good golfer.
That sounds like a pretty good golfer. How was the day? Obviously, Tiger was in a car crash. Has that been any topic on the course? And
yeah, we've had a number of conversations. I spoke to a couple of journos about it, and they told me that he was in surgery for 10 and a half hours, had a rod put in his tibia. Yeah. He had a shattered ankle. He's got screws and bolts and plates and everything in his ankle. So, yeah, it's really sad. It really is.
Yeah.
I just hope that I heard that, you know, his mum can't go into the hospital because of COVID regulations. Yeah, it's just a really tough time for him and his family. And, my thoughts and prayers are obviously, you know, with him. You know, hopefully, obviously it's as bad as everyone thinks, but, you know, luckily he's still alive. It seemed like a pretty bad crash. So, you know, for him to come out alive, first and foremost, is the most important thing. But, you know, outside of golf, I hope, the recovery, hopefully just gets through it, to be honest with you. You know, there's so much more to go, you know, with infections. And, you know, I heard that they had to cut his calf muscle to get into his tibia to put the rod in. So, you know, just with infections and everything that comes with it, I just hope that, you know, he can come through it without, you know, losing any limbs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tragic story.
A tragic story, absolutely. I'm just glad to see that it wasn't any, at least what we've heard back home, it wasn't any alcohol or anything involved, and it was just an accident. So,
is that right? Yeah, I haven't heard that.
I don't know, but that's the last thing I read. So I just hope that's true, that it's an accident.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, it's kind of weird that he...
On a more positive note, then, to finish on a positive note, we've got four major championships coming up. And it's I get this question all the time. Can we see Victor winning one of the four this year?
I think there's no doubt in my mind that he can win. The golf courses that we're playing this year are suited to ball strikers. You look at Torrey Pines, perfect example. Royal St. George's, I don't know that much about because I wasn't there in 2011, I think it was, maybe.
That's right.
The PGA is at, where is that at again?
Kiawah Island.
Yeah, that's another ball strikers golf course. Gets really windy there. He loves playing in the wind. And obviously Augusta is Augusta. So, anyone can win that. I think Victor, if he performs the way he knows he can perform, then I wouldn't be surprised if he did win a major this year.
Oh, it'll be exciting to watch.
It will be.
Thank you so much for your time, Shay. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you. Anytime, mate. Anytime.
All the best this week.
Good luck back home, and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, mate. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Det var intervjuet med Shay Knight. Det har vært fall ingen tvil om at vi har svært mye å glede oss til. Hele golfsesongen og I lang tid fremover, det blir så spennende å se hvor dette eventyret skal stoppe. Det to turneringer som spilles denne uken. Det selvfølgelig da VGC-turneringen I Florida som vi har snakket om med Shay, hvor Victor I aksjon. Den sendes hos våre kollegaer på Viaplay, eller Viasat. Der skal Victor Hovland ut sammen med Bryson DeChambeau og Patrick Reed. Og han går ut klokken 18.37. I ettermiddag, så det det bare å få med seg, og 17.31 på fredag. Men vi har en nordmann til, det viktig å huske på. På våre plattformer så sender vi Puerto Rico Open-turneringen, der eventyret startet for Victor Hovland I fjor, altså. Og det det da Kristoffer Ventura som skal ut og prøve å kopiere. Tenk om vi hadde klart å få to norske seire I en og samme turnering på rad på Puerto Rico. 2020 og 2021 det norske vinnere. Det hadde vært et eventyr. Der skal Ventura ut 17.40 I ettermiddag og 12.55 på på fredag. Detta är såklart då norske tider och sändetiden är torsdag fredag 16:00 till 19:00 live på Golf TV och ett sammandrag mellan 22:30 och 00:30 på Eurosport 1. Lördag så är det 20:30 till 23:00 live på Eurosport 1. Söndag 20:30 till 22:30 live på Eurosport 1. Masse golf hela helgen. Vi är tillbaka med en ny episode nästa vecka. Då hoppas jag att vi kan summera upp en ny fantastisk norsk golfhelg. Tack för nu.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.